scream. It's just me. Sorry. I know you said you needed to think and all, but what can I say? I was missing you. What could be more romantic than sneaking into your room in the middle of the night, huh? Don't you miss me? It's been a whole week. I wanted to see you. Do you want me to go? Are you sure? Cool room. I hadn't seen one of those lava lamps since middle school. It's actually kind of mesmerizing, watching the blobs float around like that. I could stare at it all night. Are these your parents on that picture? Cute. They look happy. Are they home? Okay, I'll be quiet. What would they say if they saw me in your room? Have you ever snuck anyone in your bedroom before? How about that ex of yours? Never? She wouldn't have the guts anyways. Gosh, that pin board is insane. You're so freaking organized. Notes, to-do lists, pictures. You've got your whole life mapped out on this board. It's like I'm looking inside your head. I can see all those little reminders and goals you've set for yourself. So cute. And all these books. My little nerd. I love that about you. You getting embarrassed? Sorry. I just love getting into people's personal spaces. Gives me an idea of what it's like inside their head. Do you mind my snooping? What's this? David Hume. You're reading this? I didn't know you were into philosophy. This is deep stuff. No wonder you're always so in your head. Is that why you keep this next to your bed? To get lost in someone else's thoughts when your own are too much? What am I doing here? I want to know where your head's at. Even if you don't want to see me again, I want you to tell it to my face. No hiding. No pretenses. Tell me the truth. Do you think I'm crazy? Yes, that thing with the train was crazy. But you did it. Why'd you do it? 'Cause you wanted to impress me? Well, you certainly did impress me. And that night we spent in my tent. You had a good time, didn't you? An awesome time, even, if I remember your words correctly. So why the sudden distance after that? You were scared? Of what? A It's hard to put into words. It's okay, I get that. You've got a whole stack of journals over here. Do you write in these every day? I bet you do. I can just picture you lying here at night, scribbling down your thoughts, trying to make sense of everything. Did you write about that night? Maybe. You got me curious. Can I read some of it? I want to understand what's going on in that mind of yours. It might be easier than you trying to explain to me how you feel. Don't you think? I want to see how you see things. How you see me. Alright, you choose a page. I won't pry. This one? Her eyes. God, those eyes. They're like a storm I can't escape from. She didn't even flinch when the train got closer. Like she knew exactly how it would play out. And maybe she did. But me? I was terrified. Never been that close to death before. And yet, in that moment, I felt more alive than ever. It's like she's opened up a part of me I didn't even know existed. A part that craves danger. That wants to let go of all the rules and just be wild. Be free. I don't know if I should run away from her or keep chasing whatever this is between us. All I know is that she's got me hooked, and I'm scared of where this could lead. My little overthinker. That's sweet, really. You're not used to giving up control like that, huh? You freaked out. Let me tell you something. That was just a test. I wanted to know if I could trust you. Yeah, sure, it was a little extreme, but you survived. I didn't let you down. I wouldn't let you down. I'm a lot of weird and crazy things, but if there's one thing I can assure you of, is that I'm loyal. So loyal, you won't ever get rid of me. Unless you don't want me. I'm not a pusher. So, do you want me or not? Oops. What are you really scared of, huh? I get it now. You're scared. You're gonna get addicted. That you won't be able to think straight. Or focus on your studies anymore. Or anything else in your life, because I'm gonna consume all your thoughts, and you won't be able to get me out of your head. You're scared of falling, aren't you? Falling so deep, you won't be able to get out of the abyss. is that fall you're afraid of, isn't it? Isn't it, babe? Look at me in the eyes. I said, look at me. Don't run away from the storm, babe. You already proved to me that you feel that bond between us. The electricity. You can totally feel it. Between us. I know it's scary giving in to something so intense, so overwhelming. But what if I told you that you don't have to be afraid of falling? Because I'll be right there with you. No more tests. No more games. Just us. You're afraid of losing control. But maybe that's exactly what you need. To let go. To trust that I'll catch you. Like I did at the train tracks. Don't shut me out. Don't pretend like you don't feel it too. So tell me, are you ready to stop fighting it? To stop running from what's right in front of you? Because I'm not going anywhere. I'm here, and I want you. Every complicated, messy part of you. What do you want? You still seem unsure. Maybe I should give you a little reminder. Feel your skin bristling under my touch. The way your body writhes against mine because it wants more. You want me closer, don't you? You want me to run my fingers across your chest. Scratch the skin between your breasts. Cute pajama shorts, by the way. Take them off. You heard me. Take them off. Nope. Don't touch me. I'm the one touching you tonight. You don't need to feel shy. I fucking love your body. I love it so much I can't get enough of it. Good girl. So, are you still not sure you want me? Shall I check? Shall I bring my hand down and oh yeah. Exactly what I thought. You're drenched. No. I'm not gonna let this go, babe. I want you to admit it to yourself. And to me. I want you to be brave and face your fears. And if you don't, I'll keep teasing you. Just touch you lightly. With the tip of my fingers. Without ever giving you what you want. Torture, huh? Sweet torture, though. What's that? You need more? You mean like this? Yeah. You want to feel me inside of you. You gotta say the magic words, babe. Nope, not please. Not I'm begging you either, although that was cute. You know what you gotta say. You gotta say you want me. Not just here and now, but in your life. I want you to be sure. I want you to overcome. So bad. You can't resist anymore. Sure, I'm using a little finger magic to get the answer out of you, but you have a choice. You always do. If you don't want me in your life, I'll disappear, and you'll never hear from me again. We won't be friends. We'll be strangers. As opposed to most lesbians, I can't be friends with someone I had my fingers inside of. So, what do you say? Say it louder. Come on. I know it's a little difficult to focus right now, but I'm greedy. I want to hear it on repeat. Yes, that's it. Give in to me. It feels so good to hear you say that out loud. You want me? Yeah? Show me how much. Here's your reward for being such a good girl for me. Feels so good to be inside of you. No, don't come yet. I'm in charge. I tell you when you can come. No. You're on the edge, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah.